Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I received a I was wondering while on medical leave.
Oh, on medical? On the gurney?
Does it qualify as medical leave?
Yeah.
And it's Christmas related, which I think is timely because obviously we're into the Christmas season now. And
what'd you say, 11 days till Christmas?
11 days.
Holy moly.
Till the big day. It says, hey, Eric. Have you ever heard the Christmas song called Joel, Joel, the Lump of Coal by the Killers? I feel it's one of the more underrated holiday songs. Thanks, your buddy Whip.
Oh, Whip.
And Whip sent in today's Hey, I Was Wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, so, is it you or is there another Whip?
I don't think it's somebody else. I think it's me.
So is this something you heard the past couple of days or you hear it every holiday season?
No, it's been out for the last couple of years. I think it actually originated on Jimmy Kimmel a few years ago. If I remember the backstory, I think he challenged them to write a Christmas song, and this is the one they came up with, and I think it's pretty good.
Joel, Joel, the Lump of Coal.
Yeah.
By the Killers. I honestly can tell you, I don't think I've heard it.
It's kind of an interesting little story, an interesting little nugget that they tell in there. It's like the kid... who's the naughty kid,
Joel.
Gets the lump of coal.
Right.
And then Joel is depressed about going to the naughty kid, but then the naughty kid, it turns out, kind of likes the lump of coal. And at the end of the song, I don't want to give too much away, but Joel decides to reward the naughty kid by turning into a diamond, meaning then he got the best Christmas gift of all.
All right, so Joel is the lump of coal.
Joel is the lump of coal.
Got it.
Yes, Joel, Joel, the lump of coal.
And then... And then Joel, because I thought for a second Joel was the kid who got the lump of coal.
I don't think that the kid has a name, but I can't be 100% on that. But definitely
right.
Joel is the lump of coal.
Like all Christmas songs, it ends happy with everybody getting what they want and learning something about themselves.
Yeah, well, you think it's going kind of a weird direction for a while. You know, it's like Santa's like punishing this naughty kid, but it turns out Joel, the lump of coal, and the naughty kid have the last laugh on Santa and everybody.
Well, that's generally the most successful in virtually all the Christmas songs end with something good happening, right?
Yeah.
You would
Which
think.
Is why I would like one that doesn't. I think that'd be funny.
And then the sleigh crashed.
About a kid that like doesn't get any presents at the end. You're like waiting for it. Like, sorry, still no presents in the song. You know, like one of those.
That's not Christmas.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, though.
That's right.
Catch you off guard because you're so ready for something wonderful to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Can you get Joel, Joel, the lump of coal ready to go?
Here's the problem.
What?
I just punched up YouTube, and all I get on YouTube is, oops, something went wrong. So either YouTube is down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, I have the song on my phone, but
well,
I don't know if we can patch that,
that
in.
That won't work at all.
Yeah. I don't know if we have it in our system, though.
Swanee, can you try to grab that Joel, Joel, the Lump of Coal by the Killers? Top three greatest Christmas songs, forgotten Christmas songs of all time. I don't know that I know any of these.
What?
About to find out. In at number three, never underestimate the power of what song, Lisa?
Dominic the Donkey.
Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah. Like a novelty Christmas song.
Yep. Very nice. Everybody loves it. Mm-hmm. At number two, a tearjerker, I think. I don't know. Lauren.
The Littlest Angel by Bing Crosby.
The Littlest Ooh. Angel by the Binger.
Aww,
sounds
that,
sad.
Yeah, is that sad or joyful?
It starts off kind of sad, but it ends really joyful.
Just
kinda like Joel the Lump of Coal.
Exactly.
If only Bing Crosby had beaten the Killers to it. All right. And then finally, in at number one, never, ever let the holiday season slip away without experiencing what, Jim?
Russell the Gray and White Guinea Pig.
Okay.
What?
All right. Russell the Gray and White Guinea Pig. Who do we have to blame for that one?
By David Fanning and Friends.
David Fanning and Friends.
Hmm. I thought it was a Christmas connoisseur, but I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is it happy, sad? What's it about?
It's about the guinea pig.
Of course.
Gray and White Guinea Pig. It's
right.
Right,
is he a gift? Is he a pretty cool gift for a kid, or is it just some rogue guinea pig destroying the holidays?
play it, it's really good.
All right, yeah, I'm getting a lot of pressure from you, Jim.
I feel like it's a trick.
I'd be being tricked. All right, Swanee Chicken or Russell the Gray and White Guinea Pig? Let's find out what else the world is talking about. Top three things trending on Twitter this morning as we get in Monday morning started. at the social media desk is Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Okay, so the New York Post getting a lot of attention this morning as many are discussing an article about a New York City paramedic who also has an OnlyFans account. She says she has this to make ends meet. The article goes on into great detail about her risky pictures and
risky or risque?
Both.
I see. Okay.
And
that's probably true, actually.
And
yeah.
Things that she's doing in the videos, it's like so much detail, and a lot of people are just saying it's cringeworthy and not necessary.
What kind of account is it again?
It's an OnlyFans.
Okay, so that's for those people that aren't familiar with what an OnlyFans account is.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
Thank you
subscribe you give them money on to their page, and then right. They post risque pictures.
And risky.
And
again, like
sexual pictures.
Not right. To say that we could also find places that can do that for free. I don't know why right. People pay.
Whip is actually
so
a little more monetarily
a
focused
lot
on
of
it.
Things
yeah.
Confuse me.
Whip wants to send a note to her and go, you know I can get this for free, right?
Right. I mean, maybe it's not you per se, but someone who's just as
I think that's part
you know,
of the appeal,
the equivalent.
Though.
It's like you know them, but you don't. Okay. And you're paying them $11.99
yeah.
a month.
Right. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that might be able to go find naked pictures, but maybe they would like a naked picture of you, Whip.
No.
And then they go to your OnlyFans account. Throw you a couple bucks. Next thing you know, your pants are off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Probably not.
Trending on Twitter number two.
So YouTube down, still trending, and it's picking up steam as many are rushing to check if their YouTube is still working. It started off with YouTube and Gmail not working across India and for Whip here in the studio. And then from India went globally. So this is a widespread issue. It should be back up. You know, that's unclear. They said that the outage lasted about an hour ago. So it should be working now.
Mine's back.
It is?
It's back.
Okay, the hackers left you alone.
Yes.
Which is good. There was a little purple monkey that was coming up with a red hammer saying, error.
Yeah.
Good
something
sign
went
something's
wrong.
Something's not going right. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
When I say Seth Rogen, you might not automatically think sex icon, but he's making a lot of women go crazy online after revealing his pottery skills. He enjoys making ceramic vases, and he's showing them off, and girls are going goo-goo over it.
I saw a clip over the weekend of Seth Rogen on a Jimmy Kimmel where they were trying to come up with who would be on the Mount Rushmore of pot.
Pot.
Yeah, and you know, it's like obviously Willie Nelson,
yeah.
Snoop Dogg,
ooh. Cheech and Chong or something.
Well, that was the thing. Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, they both agreed Woody Harrelson is an up-and-comer.
That's true.
And that Seth Rogen might replace Cheech and Chong.
You know, Cheech and Chong suffer from the fact that there are two of them.
That and
you take up two spaces.
And not much has happened in the past 30 years for them.
Also true.
So Seth Rogen might be on the Mount Rushmore of pot.
I could see that.
Unbelievable. Who knew? Anybody listening? Who? Strange post-surgery story. You're like, this is odd. I have an extra IV and I'm naked. I don't remember either of those. Yeah, that's what happened to me. I can understand the IV. I don't know what the naked was. Was
no.
I running hot? I don't really know. Maybe, you know, in my follow-up appointment, I'll ask a couple of questions about that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, it'll be one of those. I noticed I woke up naked. No, you didn't.
Right. That's the painkiller talking.
Did you have a blanket on you?
Yeah, I was covered in blankets.
Okay.
But when it was time to get out of the bed and get dressed, I pulled the blankets back and I went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I had something on earlier.
Can I get some pants?
I don't know what happened. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Hi.
In the middle of my surgery, they woke me up with my butt sticking in the air and asked me questions about my spinal implant because they were programming it. And I was not expecting to be woken up in the middle of it.
So at some point, they flipped you over and stuck your ass in the air.
Yeah. And this girl is sitting there with a computer programming this implant.
There was a mariachi band playing over in the corner.
I had no idea why they did that.
People were dancing around. It's very strange. But I guess it's all part of the procedure. 312-233-1019. Woke up after surgery. Something strange, Joseph.
I woke up and I had heart surgery, and they had my left hand tied to the bed.
Now, left hand. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
What was weird about it is I'm right-handed, and my right hand wasn't tied down. I asked the nurse, well, why are you doing this? Well, some people wake up and they rip all the tubes out of themselves.
Ah, see, that makes sense, yeah.
So, like, what do they tie you with?
You become a crazed person. I don't know.
Like handcuffs?
Straps, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Your standard surgical. You're more concerned with the item they tie you with than the actual act itself?
Do they have like a drawer that's like to tie people down drawer?
Oh, I'm certain they do, yeah. Oh. They strapped me down completely. I was awake for all of it. I climbed onto the operating table. They put the straps over me, the whole deal.
That seems even just nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Can't move?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably best you can't move.
I know.
They don't want any sudden movements.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Hi there, Greg.
Yeah, last year I went in for a colonoscopy.
Congratulations.
Funny, yeah. And everything was clean, by the way.
Oh, well, good for you.
That's even better.
So, great news.
Halfway through the procedure, I wake up and I'm facing the screen, obviously, with my best side facing the staff.
Sure. Right.
And I'm like, hey, nice pictures. And I mean...
Yeah, and again, there's a mariachi band playing over the corner. They had just been down the hall in Rich's surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm rolling into yours. We got a lot of gigs in the surgical department this week. And finally, during your surgery, hi there, Jenny, what happened?
So I was in for a C-section, and they gave me all the medication, and they started the C-section, and I looked up at my anesthesiologist because I, too, was strapped to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can feel everything.
Oh, my!
And I have never seen nurses and doctors panic.
Yeah.
So they were screaming. People were yelling. They were like, are you sure?
There were tears.
And I said, yeah.
The mariachi band started crying.
Everybody.
Oh, my God! Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything. What.
Time to crank up the juice on Jenny. Next morning mindbender. What's Santa knocking back?
I know.
His salary's up 2% from last year, according to Insure.com. They've calculated what Santa's estimated salary should be. What do you think? What do you think Santa knocks back annually? Whip, what would your guess be?
I mean, he only really works one night a year. Granted, it is a very busy night.
Well, I guess 365. All that prep.
All the prep. Okay. Well, let me go with $2 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, he's got to get around the world.
Oh my God.
If you had like a UPS driver who had to get around the whole world, I think you'd sort of rack up the billing hours, right?
Wow. Violetta.
Well, mine just seems like chump change now. Starting with the $2 million, I was seeing like $150,000. You know, he brings joy to a lot of people, hours. He checks the list twice.
You know what joy costs? It ain't cheap.
Not to say his exclusivity, you know.
His what?
Exclusivity.
There it is.
Like, he doesn't go celebrate other holidays.
He is
exclusive
like,
to Christmas.
Screw you, Easter. Christmas.
Yeah.
The average annual salary for Santa, according to Insure.com, Maria, is what?
$157,000.
That is exactly right.
Yeah, it was way over.
Look at Violetta. She knows her Santa
billing. She was right on the ball.
Mm-hmm. I know how to break down the workload.
That's pretty good. Maria, how's your day going?
About to get started to go on my first meeting. I'm a teacher, so I need to.
Are you?
Be on it in 5 minutes.
How's the Zoom? Is it working for you? You enjoying Zooming?
Well, for now, yeah, but I need to go back in the building the first Monday.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pure hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I think you deserve $157,000.
For sure. $157,000 for Santa, up 2% from last year. Jobs include that were factored in, Whip. Managing the workshop.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes.
Reading letters. A lot of
that's
reading.
Another good point.
You know, like document review.
Of course.
Yeah. Doing private investigative work to determine if kids are naughty or nice. That ain't cheap.
Okay.
You got to get paid for that.
See, all this starts to sound more like $2 million to me.
Wrapping gifts.
Oh, that too.
I didn't know Santa did most of the wrap. I thought the elves did that.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He picks the wrapping.
Caring for the reindeer.
Oh,
reindeer care.
Yeah.
And making deliveries.
What? Oh, eating cookies wasn't on there? I mean, he has to put his health at risk.
Yeah. I don't think that's on there, no.
That's a perk.
No. That is a perk of the job. Yeah. $157,000 a year for Santa. It's the mix. Shall we call him Senor Leno today? Because I smell the tequila.
Ah.
Hey, Charles.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
How much tequila was there for you last night?
Not as much as last week.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Feels a little different after
I woke up early. I woke up early to get a lift in, so that's why I couldn't do so much.
Yeah, well, you know, after a big win, you want to get up the next morning, you're feeling good, you got to blast in, get all lifted up and ready to go and ready for the next week. That had to feel pretty good yesterday, huh?
Definitely. Very good win, team win. Just got the monkey off our back. Like I said, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Mm-hmm. That tough time was over. Snapped that six-game losing streak. Now we're on to Minnesota.
That's right. And we were talking earlier, Charles, about David Montgomery, that first play from scrimmage. David takes it 80 to the house. I actually stopped at slow-mo to you with the kick-out block, opening up the hole for him. When that kind of stuff happens and you see him go roaring by, do you run down the field after him to help celebrate? Or you're like, nah, I'll catch him on the sideline when he gets over there?
Hell no, I'm not running down the field. Oh, in my young days, yeah. I remember when I was younger, I'd be right there with him. I remember Matt Forte used to break off long runs and he'd throw chuck the ball downfield at Alshon. Like, I'll be right there next to him. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, absolutely not. I know what an NFL game takes. You got to save some in the tank for how long these games are, man. Smart. I saw him on the sideline.
Now, when that happened in first play from scrimmage and he got over the sideline, did it feel like, all right, this feels better? Something good is happening today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you pop first play like that, I mean, shoot, you feeling good all around. The mojo and the vibe is definitely rolling. So we knew something good was happening for the offense. But I mean, it's been like that for the last couple of weeks, and it starts with practice. Honestly, It started with the vibe and how the guys been feeling. And, you know, nobody's been down. Everybody's just been, you know, trying to pick each other up and understand that. You know, just get one and get the monkey off our back, and then we can keep stacking after that.
You know, it sounds like a dumb question. Oh, what the hell? It probably is a dumb question. But was it just more fun yesterday? Like, when you were in the huddle, were you guys having more fun?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you up like that and you kind of sense it, I mean, you never know what can happen because clearly we've been through last week. When you know you can't be stopped, that's when you have a lot of fun. Like, whatever we did, like, we knew we was going to execute it and they weren't going to stop it. So that's what made it so fun.
Does a win like that make the rest of your day go better, too? Because I'm professional athletes.
Like, the dinner tastes better.
Yeah, professional athletes, I know they can, you know, compartmentalize things. Otherwise, you'd have, you know, anybody would have a lot of bad days. Kind of can't let that get in the way of your life. But do you just feel, like, better all day long after a day like yesterday, like the fans do?
Absolutely. Everything's better after a win. Everything. Mm-hmm.
Even the drive home's more fun. Your wife wasn't giving you a hard time about getting beat on a block or anything like that?
Right. Hey, I'm talking about everything's better. Legit, everything's better after a W.
You're on cloud nine.
You know, Charles, I mentioned the text that I got from you last night at 7:35, the Bears win text. And it's a picture of the tequila that you were enjoying last night, your post-victory tequila. What is that called? What is it called?
Califino.
Califino.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure it's called. Califino.
Is that expensive stuff?
I'm not sure. So my wife for Christmas, she got me this this kind of taste pack, like a tequila taste pack. Oh, so every month they'll be sending me the different tequila.
Right.
So this was the first one, and I don't know if they're expensive or not. She just kind of bought the whole pack, and it was a early Merry Christmas gift, and I cracked it open.
Yeah, because I sent him back a picture of the only tequila I had. I had some Casamigos.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have the stuff you have, but I have the Casamigos, which apparently he sent a picture back. You also have that as well, huh?
I have that. That is an all-time favorite. That is a go-to at any restaurant if they don't have some of the high-end stuff.
Right.
But that is one of the best tequilas you'll ever have for a very good price.
And a great thing to celebrate with after a big Bears win. Charles, you have time for a couple questions out of the Bear Bag?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Question number one, text we received at 60123. Can you ask Charles if the middle name of his daughter Carson is Letterman, which would make her Carson Letterman Leno?
Oh, I got what they did there.
All right.
Huh?
Huh?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Is his last name or that text last name middle name Clown? Because that was funny.
I see what you did there.
No, it's not.
I got you. Would Charles ever consider playing Santa in retirement? Have you ever played Santa before?
100%. 100%. Yes, I will be Santa. And I'm not going to be the Santa that's going to be, oh, yeah, you can get whatever you want. No. Absolutely not.
No. Nope.
If Santa can't afford it, you're not getting it. All right? Sorry. That's how it works. I'm going to be honest with him.
Are you more, the next one is, are you a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day kind of guy? Do you have a preference?
No, I don't have a preference, really.
You're not hungover on New Year's Day?
Nah, I don't really drink that much on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
That's not like one of those, you know, holidays for me.
Are you more of a Christmas Eve or a Christmas Day kind of guy? Which
Christmas,
one is?
I'm definitely a Christmas Day guy.
Christmas Day.
I remember waking up in the morning and, you know, I mean, I would be the first one up when I was a little kid. Like, my sister's still asleep, my dad's still asleep, but I'm like running around, like waking them up. So I'm definitely a Christmas Day kid.
Right, me too.
Good memories.
I love a Christmas Day. All right, so today you get back into work. Do you get today off? Is it Victory Monday, or are you back to work?
Yeah, it's Victory Monday, but I mean, I'm in. I'm always in. I'm always working.
Gotcha. Okay. And then it's on to the Minnesota Vikings next Sunday with a noon kick. Playoff hopes remain alive. They're slim, but they remain alive, so you just got to keep winning, right?
That's it. Yeah. And I was from the Minnesota.
That's right.
Yeah, if you guys win out, I kind of like your chances.
Nine and seven?
I think that gets you in.
Big Mo going. I love that. Charles, congratulations on the big win. Always enjoy our Leno on the line, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. You guys take care.
See ya. There he is, Leno on the line. And all the stories that have piled up over the course of the weekend and this morning that we now give to you nicely gift wrapped together.
This is the best day.
You love weekend wrap.
Yes.
I have a lot of different celebrity news. Tom Cruise gives out white chocolate coconut cakes as his holiday gift in Hollywood, and many say it is the most coveted celebrity gift around.
Does he make them?
Doan's Bakery in Woodland Hills, California makes the Bundt cake. Tom sends them to friends, family, and co-stars. Celebrity reviews include Kirsten Dunst, who said it's the best coconut cake I've ever had in my life, and Henry Cavill, who said it's the most luxurious, unhealthy cake. It's delicious.
Mm. Yum. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Nicolas Cage is going to host a 6-episode series on Netflix called The History of Swear Words.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah. I love him. I love it. History.
Do you? Mm-hmm. He is not quite right.
He's a weirdo, but I like that.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. So be on the lookout for The History of Swear Words premiering January 5th.
Okay.
Australian woman finds wild koala bear in her Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
A lot of stories about people finding wildlife in their Christmas
trees. Well, the New York Christmas tree, they had what? An owl
the
in
owl.
There?
Yeah.
And now
a
koala in a house tree?
Australian.
An Australian tree.
And there was a story in Florida, I'll have to find it, about somebody finding a python.
I'll take the koala. Even though they're not that friendly, but I'll take that over the python.
I think they're terrifying, koalas. Yeah. Everybody thinks they're so sweet and cute. I think they will rip your face off.
They would do it.
Yeah. Man caught walking stuffed dog after curfew in Czech Republic, Violetta.
Oh.
Is that is there some rule?
You're in lockdown in this area, and you can't be out unless it's pet related.
Ah.
So he got the stuffed dog so he could walk around the neighborhood and get some fresh air.
Smart.
Yeah. Wasn't that smart. He got caught.
Dumb.
And now he's paying the price for it.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is the world
smart.
We live in now. Uh-huh. People are walking stuffed dogs in order to go outside.
Right.
It's insane. Japanese town deploys monster wolf robots to deter bears.
Whoa, yep. That would deter people, too.
Yeah, yep. Monster wolf robot.
They look terrifying, too. A Japanese town has deployed robot wolves in an effort to scare away bears that have become an increasingly dangerous nuisance in the countryside.
Oh.
See, Tracy Butler has turkeys. They have bears in Takikikawa, Japan.
Oh, I bet nice. They do.
Easy for me to say. Where else can we go around the world? Went to the Czech Republic, went to Japan. How about Texas?
Okay.
Texas restaurant's funny sign lifts spirits during the coronavirus pandemic. The El Arroyo restaurant has posted a sign outside that says, just remember, someone out there is quarantined with your ex. See?
Yeah, okay. Let them have it.
Yeah. World War II vet who went viral for Daily Coors Light has turned 103 and continues to still drink a Daily Coors Light.
Oh, all right.
You know, I had a Coors Light over the weekend, and it was so refreshing.
It is. I love Coors Light.
I never really had one in
a while. 103... He is still drinking his daily Coors Light. I really think that's what's kept him going for so long, says his son Bob, who's like 86.
Right, Bob, the youngin', the youngster.
Speaking of somebody who's been around for a while, Chicago neighbors, you see the story, thanked Eddie the mailman, who just retired after 45 years. They gift wrapped a mailbox.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I don't want to see another mailbox.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got me anything else in the world.
Eddie the mailman. Eduardo Mendez retired last month after nearly five decades as a mail carrier in the Irving Park neighborhood.
Oh, all right.
Really?
It's nice.
Must have good mail delivery then, because I think most people are kind of like, I don't want to do anything nice for my mail carrier.
They love Eddie the mailman. Yeah. Love him to death. And then finally, I have three Miley Cyrus stories.
Yay.
Miley Cyrus has a burrito named after her on Chipotle's app.
Yes, I saw that.
I know how excited you are.
It's like guac is extra, because so is Miley.
Catchy name.
I know. I couldn't forget it.
Miley's ex, Cody Simpson, says he qualified for the Olympic swimming trials and got a shout-out from Michael Phelps.
Oh, good.
Who knew? The 23-year-old Australian singer is also quite the swimmer.
He's a singer and a swimmer?
Yeah, and qualified for the Olympics.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and he dated Miley Cyrus, who has a burrito named after her. It's extra because of the guacamole.
Yeah.
The guac is extra, just like Miley.
Or something. And then finally, Miley Cyrus celebrated the 10-year anniversary of taking a bong hit. She did it on camera. That's sweet.
Michael Phelps or Miley celebrated this? Oh,
Miley
okay,
did.
Yeah. Michael Phelps had his issues
back
then,
right?
Yeah,
he does,
right?
Too. Yeah. The 28-year-old singer paid tribute to her headline-making bong hit from December of 2010 in a post on her Instagram on Sunday. One of the major media scandals and moments of her career that defined her public persona shift from the squeaky clean Hannah Montana Disney days. So it was 10 years ago that happened. We all saw the picture. Everybody freaked out. And now look at her.
So much more has happened.
When was the twerking? Everybody forgot the bong as soon as the twerking happened.
That was about 5 years later.
Got it.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. What's trending on Twitter? An update after this morning? We'll find out. Violetta's got it all set to go. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Hotmail is trending as people use other search engines and email providers. They're gloating right now because their service was not suspended or affected by the Google, Gmail, and YouTube global service outage. It's hard to believe that so many people even use Bing or Hotmail is most of the things that people are talking about.
I like to see when Hotmail and Gmail get into it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you went to Bing.com to Google? I didn't know
Bing was still around.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
It is.
I think that was like our default setting on our computers once
for a while.
For a little while.
Yeah, somebody got paid something. It was a scam.
But it was brand new.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Over the weekend, there was an Elf table read, which is still circulating right now. Will Ferrell's Zooey Deschanel and other stars united for a virtual table read that helped raise money for charity. Normally, these go kind of they're boring. This one wasn't boring at all. It was really good. But Will Ferrell had a big, bushy white beard. He looked more like Santa Claus than an elf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you power down for 9 months.
Yep. Maybe that's what why he has that.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Shakira and the Black Eyed Peas trending after their song Girl Like Me. Yesterday was the most viewed worldwide YouTube video, which I just realized could have been part of the reason the outage happened. I love this song, the music video.
Shakira will crash the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
She could. She does this like incredible dance in the music video that everybody is doing on TikTok.
I know, I was trying all weekend.
It's so good. Yeah. It's an amazing song.
Just cannot move my ass that way, though.
Yeah, well, she's good at it.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.